This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I really look at today as the kind of the first real trading day of the year. I mean, you can get, as they used to say at CNBC, you can go broke on light volume, but today everyone's back to work. The markets are slightly in the green. Actually, the NASDAQ's up more than 0.5%, and we're 3 hours away. Oil, which everyone's watching closely post this Venezuela situation, is hovering right around 57 and change, which is, you know, is low the way it's been the last couple of years. We also want to talk about, performance over the last couple of years in the equity markets with Jill Schlesinger from CBS News and Jill on Money back from the south of France. And hopefully she's tanned and rested and ready for a lot of really interesting conversations on this Monday morning. Hi, Jill.
Good morning. I think I, like most people in the United States, are finally recovering from the flu, which I happened to get over the vacation
period. I don't know if it was a flu, but I felt like crap over the weekend. It was not pretty. So I covered the oil markets for a short time. I don't know if I know you did commodities yourself a lot too. I know that for a lot of producers in certain parts of this country, there's a breaking point where, you know, oil exploration isn't really worth it. I think 57 is right on the edge. If it goes 50 or below, I think some American producers are in trouble. This Venezuela story, obviously, we put in the infrastructure there decades ago. And if we get to put it in anew and get the rights to it, I guess that's going to be even more to the market because their production was way down over their historical numbers. So what is the impact in this Venezuela story from that perspective?
Well, I think you mentioned something that was important, which is although Venezuela is estimated to have the world's largest proven oil reserve, I mean, it's about 17% of global oil supply, its economic importance has diminished significantly over the past 25 years. So think about this. The early 2000s, that infrastructure was up and running, and we had Venezuela producing around 3 million barrels of oil a day. Today, it's down to 1 million barrels of oil per day. That's just 1% of the total global output. So there's not a lot going on in the industry today. But as you noted, the oil infrastructure has been degraded by decades of underinvestment. And by the way, a lot of Venezuela's oil is pretty costly to extract and to process. So if we are looking at rebooting production by U.S. companies, that would require billions of dollars of long-term infrastructure investment. So, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe the president's right that people that these companies are going to rush in. I don't think it's going to happen quickly. And unfortunately, Chevron is the only company that has a presence in Venezuela right now. Right. So maybe they see an immediate benefit. But I think, as you noted, with oil prices below $60 a barrel, I don't know if there's enough financial incentive to make a long-term bet on Venezuela.
Yeah.
Shall we get back to us and why we care? You know, oil determines the price of gas at the pumps. And I don't think we're going to see gas prices at the pumps move any meaningful way in the near term, right? But, you know, oil prices were down by more than 22% last year. Gas prices are down 25 cents a gallon over the past year. So we are well below $3 a barrel, a gallon for regular gas nationally, $2.81 right now. I don't know. Like, I don't want to get greedy. I feel like that's good. I got other prices to worry about.
So you mean, are some people overplaying the oil involvement in this story then, in your opinion?
I mean, no, because it's really the only resource that you could imagine would really come out of Venezuela. I think what they're I think it's a real difference between short and long term, right? If you're looking in the short term, yes, Chevron's up 7 or 8% right now in the pre-market. Happy to see that for shareholders of Chevron. But I don't know about everyone else. I just feel like, as you know, as we think about the global commodities market, it is based on supply and demand. There are a lot of different players. And I think that the most important determining factor of what's going on with the price of oil and gas is what is happening in the overall global economy. Yeah. And so if we have a lot of action in the economy, there's a ton of growth, the demand for energy rises. If the producers of oil and gas flood the market with a lot of that product, they meet the demand, we have prices stay where they are. But if some reason there's less supply, then we'll have prices start to rise. Yeah. But at the end of the day, gang, don't expect huge benefits at the gas pumps. I just don't think that's coming anytime soon. Could happen, sure, but a lot of other factors are playing there at that in that market.
And you talked about the billions needed to update the infrastructure. And, you know, I was also reading some of these, like ExxonMobil, you know, maybe they will be more hesitant to rush in because they want to see stability.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Before they put all that money on the table.
So. Yeah, I think that that's a very important aspect of this is that we are in early days. And before anyone declares mission accomplished, we've been here before. We know that things on the ground can get quite messy, no matter how you go in and extract a leader. So we'll have to see. I'm very interested to kind of watch not just the oil producers here in the U.S., but also what is the public opinion and how committed is the public to this kind of endeavor, which could take a while.
Yeah, Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News. You go to jillonmoney.com. You can read her material, listen to her podcast, and all of her content is in one sort of central place. You know, when it comes to the markets, you know, and again, I'm no equities expert, but my gut was stock markets are like 2 to 3 steps forward, 1 step back, 2 to 3 steps forward, 1 step back. We haven't had that 1 step back.
Maybe we did. I point out the April through the summertime period where stocks cratered last year. I'm telling you that these things can happen in shorter time horizons. We haven't had an all-out long bear market, and we haven't had a recession in a while since COVID. Now, if you look at the performance of the stock market at the S&P 500, started the year strong. First 3 months of the year, pretty strong. Then the tariff announcement comes in early April. Stocks dive, right? Yes. They were down almost, I think it was 19% on the S&P, top to bottom, within a few weeks. Then they came roaring back. We finished the year from the low after the tariffs. The S&P 500 was up 37%. We finished up 16.5% on the year.
So why are stocks, because they're based on the expectation of profits, Why are they doing so well in the middle of this tariff regime?
Well, I think it's because they keep making money. I mean, that despite the tariffs that were imposed, I think that, first of all, there are some companies who are saying prepare for the worst of the tariff impact to come, right? But remember, the tariff announcement was really outsized compared to what the expectation was. I think most people came into the year, most analysts, most companies came into the year saying, yeah, we'll get 15-10 for 15% tariffs. Then those announcements came. They were double-digit tariffs. It was really way more than anyone had expected. That's where you had the big sell-off. Then we have the president, the Trump always chickens out, the taco trade, come into play. And now we're down to like 10 or 15%, which is what was expected. And so what I think is that there are two forces that are really strong. One is that the tariff thing, the tariff announcement was much watered down. So we got a little bit, we did got a much smaller impact. I think number two, we do have what we called, and we've talked about this, this K-shaped economy. So in companies, the K-shape means those companies that are the tech companies investing in AI, they are going great guns. They are powering a lot of stock market returns. But we also have K-shape in earners. The top 15, 20% of earners in the United States are spending a lot of money, and they are powering a lot of the consumer and the consumer discretionary stocks. I think that that's why you have that weird sentiment breakdown, right? People are saying, I feel lousy. I don't care about you, stupid stock market, Jill. And so I think that's going to be an interesting thing in 26. We have often heard people feel bad, and yet the spending has persisted. Will that continue in 26? We don't know.
Yep. All right, Jill, welcome back. It's good to have you in the fold, and I hope you're feeling better. We appreciate it.
And you too. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.